Hour number three, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game, live at Chiefs on Broadway for the SEC tournament going on in Bridgestone Arena. Predators will be back in action tonight. It's a late one on the West Coast against the Vancouver Canucks. I'll have pregame for you at 8. The puck dropped just after 9 here on 102.5 The Game. And to talk more about that in the NHL, we say hello to Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior NHL writer for them, presented by Old National Bank. Get old. Greg, what's going on? How you doing?
I hope people stay up because these are playoff games, baby. We are in the hunt again. It's according to Money Puck, a 28% chance the Predators make the playoffs. So now every game counts, don't they?
Well, and especially the other night. If they lose the other night, I think it's over. But they win the other night against Seattle, down 2-0. And I know the players are like tired of hearing the joke, but until they do something about it, they're going to have to hear it. And that is, should they just start every game down 2-0? Because it's the craziest thing, man. We talked to Philip Forsberg yesterday, and the tone in his voice changed. But it's just like they can't figure it out. This is how it's been pretty much all this year.
I mean, sometimes you just have these teams that have to feel their backs against the wall before they really start, you know, bringing the A game, and it's inexplicable. And listen, I'm not going to pretend to be able to get into the mind of an athlete. You've seen me. it's just the way it goes sometimes for these teams. But, hey, the bottom line is that they find a way to rally more often than not and again, have put themselves in a position in a Western Conference race that maybe only has one spot open, but still it's a spot open, and they still have a decent shot of getting it.
What does it say, though, about this, I'll use the word gaggle of teams like Seattle, the Kings, the Sharks, the Preds, maybe even throw the Jets in there too, but that are all bunched up together that, you know, are good, but they're not playing great as of late, and yet all have a chance to get into the playoffs. I mean, what does it say about the West right now?
It says there's 7 good teams. That's kind of what it says. I mean, literally, like, if you look at the Western Conference, I mean, that the Ducks are the anomaly because they're a young team that has never really figured out how to defend correctly, but their offense has been so good that it's carried them. But, you know, the other 6 playoff teams are all well into the green on goal differential, and then everybody from the second wild card down is in the red, including the Predators, who are a minus 27 at last check in goal differential. So, I mean, it works out this way sometimes where you don't have a bunch of really good teams jockeying for the last playoff spot. But you have a lot of interesting teams. I mean, I think the Preds for me are kind of in the same league as the Sharks in wanting to get in to give some of the young players this really extremely valuable playoff experience and push it forward. And then I think you have teams like Seattle, the Kings, and the Jets, who are in a different boat, which is veteran-laden teams that are doing everything they can to just try to get in and then see what happens when you get in.
Greg Wyshynski is with us. But when you look at Colorado, Dallas, Minnesota, and I understand that Anaheim is 8-2-0 in their last 10 and has 75 points, I just feel like it's Colorado, Dallas, Minnesota, and then everybody else. And maybe Vegas gets something going, but I just feel like those three are the teams right now.
That might be the case for the rest of the league.
Right.
It's entirely possible the 3 best teams in the league are all in the same division, and they're all going to have to play each other in the first 2 rounds of the playoffs. I happened to see just before I hopped on that Bill Guerin, the GM of the Minnesota Wild, kind of voiced some displeasure with the current playoff format, which, if you're the Minnesota Wild, you're definitely feeling that way this season. But it's crazy to think, you know, that's the way it's played out. And that's what's kind of made it really interesting in the Eastern Conference writ large and then in the Western Conference in the Pacific Division is this idea that there's opportunity. I mean, like you said, if you don't really believe that Anaheim is any good, that's got to be pretty encouraging if you're the Utah Mammoth and you know that there's a chance you're going to play them in the first round. And then in the Eastern Conference with Florida being out of the money playoff-wise this year, it really does open the door for everybody, including the miracle Buffalo Sabres, who could go from breaking the longest playoff drought in the NHL to maybe even playing for the Cup this year based on what the rest of the conference looks like.
Greg, we talked to Philip Forsberg yesterday about the new guys coming up and, you know, how they're performing and better, you know, are they nervous? And he's like, you know what, they probably just – they don't know not to be nervous, right? They're just out – they don't know any better. Get out there and play. And I asked that by saying, what if, you know, our default is naturally the negative, right? Oh, the Preds traded away. They're done this year. But what if this works, Greg? What if they do make the playoffs? What if it turns out better than we even imagined? What does that say about what Barry Trotz – I know it's a hypothetical, but everything that's going on, what does it say about this team and these guys if they do run the table and make the playoffs?
Well, I mean, there'll be a certain validation of the team that Barry put together, but I think overall, he can maybe pound his chest on the idea that, you know, the reason that he managed the trade deadline the way in which he did is he felt that those young players needed to have some of those veteran guys around. Now, I wasn't exactly a fan of some of that thinking. I think if you have a chance to turn Eric Walla, for example, into some sort of an asset at the trade deadline, you pretty well should do it. But I understand the logic of, well, look at what we have in the center spot. We need to keep these guys around. So if they do make the playoff cut and make the franchise some coin and extra playoff revenue, I think there is a certain amount of validation to the approach that Barry took. But, you know, that's the short-term thinking, right? Like long-term thinking, I still think it probably would have been better for them to dig a little bit deeper into the roster at the trade deadline than they did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of consternation here about doing this and doing that. Vancouver tonight, they got two more on the road after tonight's game. Is it good that these young guys are, like, away from Nashville on the road? Because, again, they don't know any better, right?
Well, seeing how many road games they have before the end of the season, I hope they're okay being away from Nashville. They've got they're going to make the playoff. It's going to be on the road pretty much, it looks like. No, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, obviously, on the road, there's a certain amount of bonding and focus that comes with being away from home and distractions and things like that. And sometimes that can help a team find itself. But, you know, for me, it's kind of like just you've got to maximize the chances you have against the teams that are right around you. That's why, as we mentioned earlier, the win at Seattle is so big. They've got a game in Winnipeg coming up, and they got Seattle again at home. I mean, these are the games you really have to take care of business on, because they're the games where you can most greatly impact your own playoff situation.
Hey, at least they're not the Toronto Maple Leafs, right?
Well, there's a lot of teams that are in the Leafs position. I mean, like, the Leafs are a disaster. Florida, I think, knew that they were going to struggle based on not having Barkov, but probably thought they'd be a little bit closer to the playoff bubble than they are. The Rangers are writing letters to their fans about rebuilding. And, you know, there's a few other teams that I think have had sort of disastrous seasons. But, you know, I mean, I'm here for all the thinking about the Predators. I'm here for the thinking that they should have been a bit more aggressive in setting up the next general manager. I'm here for the idea that you get more value out of these young players getting playoff experience. I don't know if there's a wrong answer, to be honest with you, based on what Barry was dealing with. And you know, he chose the path he chose.
Greg Wyshynski is with us. I never thought I would ask the question that I'm about to ask, but do you truly think the Buffalo Sabres are good enough to win the East?
Yeah, I do, man. The game they had against Tampa earlier this week was a real litmus test, and they passed it. You know, they took the hardest punch Tampa could deliver, both physically and on the scoreboard, and they weathered it and played great. They're a wagon right now. They're getting great goaltending. They're getting outstanding offensive performances throughout the entire lineup. They have a level of belief. And I've talked to some people that have made the comparison to the St. Louis Blues team that ended up winning the Cup that year, where they, you know, they hire Berube, they get the crazy run from Binnington. And while I'm not willing to go quite that far, I do think there's something to be said for a team that kind of finds itself in the season. And I think that's what's happened with Buffalo. Like, there were times during the season where it did not look like things would go the way they've gone for Buffalo. But then they kind of just found their groove in December. It's the first time, I think, in franchise history they've had winning streaks of 8 games or more in the same season. And sometimes teams just find that next level within the season, and that could be what's happening for Buffalo. And again, you know, like, does Carolina blow you away? They're really good, but they've yet to show they can get out of the conference. They've beaten the Lightning twice in the last, like, week. There's no reason to believe that the Sabres can't be the one that gets out of the East this year.
He is Greg Wyshynski from ESPN, senior NHL writer for them. Greg, always appreciate it, and we will talk to you next week.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Greg Wyshynski presented by Old National Bank. Get old as he joins us every Thursday at 2 here on Chasing Big Joe. Tennessee getting warmed up as they're going to take on Auburn coming up at about 2:25 is when they're scheduled to tip that one off.
Greg's probably like, done with that. Those hillbillies for another week. Especially that one guy. Like I told you, I mean, I come at this from a fan perspective.
Sure.
And I think it's great. I'll never.
You don't have to justify it. Like I think you
right?
do a good job.
I do a terrible job. I just like I love the Nashville Predators.
Yeah.
I have. I mean, sure. I never bought season tickets to the Titans. I have to the Predators. I just think that was fun to get into. Watch that team kind of grow up, man, before our eyes here. And it was a lot of fun. And I would love to see them make a run and get to the playoffs.
As would I.
And, dude, what if it turns out better than you possibly imagined? What if it turns out better?
It'd be awesome.
Right?
It would be fantastic. I mean, Philip Forsberg said it yesterday of, like, you know, obviously we want the Titans to do well just like they want us to do well.
Yeah.
And I go, you know, what if they both just do something nobody expects and do something special this year? Like, that'd be fun.
Every team catches fire. Why can't it be the Preds or the Titans that do that? But we'll see. Win tonight, knock off Vancouver, and then go. They're what? They're a point out, right, of the playoff?
Yep.
Point out. It's crazy, man. So
indeed they are. We'll come back with more here on hour number three live at Chiefs on Broadway. And again, want to remind you that all of our SEC basketball tournament coverage is presented by Thompson Machinery, City Auto of Murfreesboro. Visit cityautomitsubishi.com. Maple Street Biscuit Company, wake up to wow. Volunteer Hose and Gasket, Crown Royal, live generously, and life will treat you royally. And Metro Nashville Police Department, learn more at joinmnpd.com. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.